Gaundy and Maz. The Hit Breakfast Show.
3, 2, 1. Okay.
Trending right now.
Hit.com.au.
A couple of local councils in New South Wales have added a few places to the list of places that you are not allowed to smoke as a part of the Smoke-Free Environment Act of 2000. And we are beyond 2000, aren't we? So natural assets like beaches, bushland, wetland, watercourses and foreshores are places that you are no longer allowed to light up a cigarette.
I think that's fair enough, isn't it? Do they need to be smoking on the beach?
I
don't know.
It's one of those things, Gordon. So I'm not a smoker. So
no.
This doesn't affect me in a negative way. This affects me in a positive way because I have built so many sandcastles with my little boy Henry. And occasionally there's a sandy butt sticking out of the top of one. And that is really annoying as a parent to find a cigarette butt on the beach. So by banning people lighting up on beaches, you're going to reduce the amount of cigarette butts that we find on our beaches, which then maybe gets washed into the waterways, which then affects our marine life. So it's one of those things where I'm like, this is a good idea. Go council.
Yeah, see, I'm a non-smoker as well, so it's easy for me to sit here and say this is great news.
But I'm sure if you are a smoker and you want to go for a bushwalk and you want to have a durry at the end of it, that this is going to annoy you. And it's one of those things where it's like, are we just being too hardcore about telling people what they can and they can't do?
Well, 131060, he called the show this morning. If you want to jump on air and have your say about it, I dare say, what will we get sort of smokers who, I think even smokers could agree that, do you really need to be smoking on the beach? Does that need to happen? I think that's pretty reasonable.
I don't think anyone needs to smoke. End of discussion. But if you want to, and if you're choosing to, it's more as well about the passive smoke.
Yeah.
So when you are smoking and you're breathing it all out, you are affecting people in your immediate vicinity who have maybe chosen not to smoke. And so it is about, you know, the collective consciousness and being aware of other people as well. So I feel like, you know, if you're contained in your car and everyone in your car is cool with you lighting up a dart, go for it.
Hey, I grew up in
don't chuck the butt out the window.
I grew up in a time where jump in the car, dad would just light it up as soon as you got
butts,
in there.
Bin your butts. Smoke
still
responsibly.
Doing that? People still doing that? Smoking in cars?
I see people smoking in their cars all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's your choice. Like, go you if you want to do that. But just try not to, like, you know, put that on everyone around you. Don't throw your cigarette butts out. Like, bin them. At least do that because then it's affecting the community at large.
I spoke to Dad about it recently and he felt horrible for doing that back in the day.
Does he still smoke now?
No. He stopped. But I said, what was the deal with as soon as you got in the car lighting
up?
He said, just have it. Just a habit. As soon as you get in, it was
the open road,
something to do.
Corona, driving, whatever.
I turned out okay, I guess.
You're great, mate.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, all things considered, you're okay. You've done well. You're still here. You're still fighting.
Just.
No, you're good.
Full lot of calls coming in.
Great.
One just says Liam from Port Macquarie loves smoking. So that's great.
That's good, mate.
We'll chat to these people on the air next.
I would love to talk to you about how that works.
Well, you've seen a lot of cities ban it as well. How far's too far?
Honestly, I feel like this happened in California like 20 years ago. So I think it's about time local councils did this.
Gaundy and Maz. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
We're talking about the news this morning that some local councils in New South Wales have extended their policy on smoke-free outdoor areas to include beaches, bushland, wetland, watercourses and foreshores. And I think that might be to the delight of non-smokers, but to the detriment of smokers.
Well, it makes sense to me, and I would have thought even smokers could easily go, okay, well, I'm not going to smoke on the beach. That's fine. But let's chat to them.
Hey.
Let's go to Greg from Coffs. Morning, Greg.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, g'day. How you going?
Yeah, we're good, mate. Man. Welcome.
You a smoker?
Yeah, I am.
How do you feel about this sort of new policy that you can't smoke on the beach now?
Well, I can understand it, but I'm a bit dirty on it in a way too because I smoke in the car, on the beach, wherever, but I make sure I take my butts with me.
Yeah, that's good. You bin your butts. I think that's really important.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's bad enough for you. You don't want to bloody affect everybody else.
So are you saying that because of the bad behaviour of a few that you're sort of being lumped in on this as well?
Well, that's right. You go down the beach, you have a barbie, or you sit there with the family or all your mates and have a few beers, and you want to be able to have a ciggy and enjoy yourself as long as you pick up your rubbish with you.
What about secondhand smoke that is sort of affecting people that might not be in your immediate group, Greg, but like other people that are at the beach who don't smoke? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, well, I'm the same too. I make sure when I have a smoke, I don't stand next to anybody that's, well, even if they are a smoker, I don't like it blowing on me, so I don't do it to anyone else either.
That's fair enough.
Interesting.
I've got to know, Greg, I'm trying to paint a picture in my own mind. Are you having a dart while talking to us right now?
For sure, bud.
Yeah, you've got
For
one?
Sure, you're
doing it now?
Yeah.
It's in the wow. truck, on the air with us.
I'm in the car. I'll make sure I've got an ashtray in the car that's got a lid because I hate the smell of the stuff.
Yep.
Personally should be given up.
I was about to say, Greg, it sounds to me like you really don't want to smoke anymore. Have you given quitting a go?
No, because I don't like failing.
No, it's... Why risk it? Why risk it, Greg?
Man.
If you know you're not going to succeed.
Oh, Greg.
What's the point of trying? That is Greg's philosophy on life.
I don't like failing.
Oh, thanks for the call, Greg.
Thanks, mate.
Great to
I
have
mean,
you on
you clarified.
There, man.
Yeah. Well, not much. But
not much.
Thanks.
131060. We are playing Alpha Bucks next, and then Plate Liquors Anonymous on the air from Friday's show. Now, this is a segment we launched last week because we had multiple stories, so we thought let's continue on with it. It is Lift Chat. Lift Chat, Elevator Chat. I had a story about Serena Williams in the lift. If you've missed it, get the podcast. It's a cracker.
Today, my story is about me and Katy Perry being
the
in the lift.
The Katy Perry.
The Katy Perry. And to tell the story.
This is an interesting sight, looking at you holding a book of yourself.
So I've actually written this story in my first book called Unedited, which I published a couple of years ago as a bit of a, like, memoir of all of my favourite radio and TV moments that I've had in my decade-long career.
Bestseller? Seller, right? Go all right?
It was a good seller.
Yeah, good seller.
It sold a couple of copies. A
couple of copies is good.
Yeah, a couple of copies is cool. So here it is. It's from the chapter Chats and Chapsticks, which is about my interview, my very first interview with Katy Perry. And I'm not going to read the whole chapter because it's very detailed, but I will start when we end the interview and I write, "We got a picture and we headed for the elevator together. Not planned, just good timing. She told me it was her lunch break. As much as I wanted to say I'd join her, I had another interview across town. So unfortunately, I was busy. Not that it came up. I was just letting you know. I was totally keen. We walked into the elevator, awkwardly mirroring each other, and both faced the doors as they closed. I pressed G for ground, and she blurted out, 'G for Groundhog Day.' I acknowledged her joke and asked politely, 'How's the rest of your day looking?' She paused. She turned to me. She pointed two fingers to her head and used her thumb as a trigger and said, 'Good if I don't shoot myself in the head first.' And she smiled, a super fake, over-the-top, crazy smile, like Jim Carrey in The Mask or The Grinch or Ace Ventura or basically any Jim Carrey movie that Jim Carrey has ever been in that isn't a drama. 'That bad, huh?' I replied with an equally insane smile."
Well, it's good to see Katy Perry's living the dream of the music biz and loving every second of it. People aspire to get to that position in life.
So the thing was, it was her first ever promo tour in Australia.
She'd be pumped.
I think she was just overdoing all the interviews, knowing that it was just, like she said, it's Groundhog Day at that, I think at that end of your career, like when you're just launching, it's your first song and everyone's asking you the same questions and it's another hotel room and another stupid interview from MTV. And I think she was just over it, but she was so funny about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you feel a little bit insulted by her stating that? By going,
no,
oh, God, I have to do this.
It was hilarious. I was like, oh, my God, I feel like I saw behind the veil of promotions and behind the veil of what I guess people have to put on as a front sometimes. She just had this real moment where she was like, this sucks, but here we are and I'm going to do it with a smile.
I love it.
It was good times in that elevator.
And was that the last time you ever saw Katy Perry?
No, I interviewed her several times after that.
Did she remember?
Over the years.
Did she remember your encounter?
My strategy working in media was never to try and ask somebody if they remembered me. I would just be like, hey, it's nice to see you and get on with the job that we were doing then.
Because you know the answer is not going to be yes.
Not about me.
Yeah, that's true too.
It's about them.
It is about them. And that is the latest installment
of Elevator Chat. Elevator
Chat. Gaundi and Maz. Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
So, there's paper flying around everywhere in the studio.
It's a busy show, guys.
It's all happening, guys. A lot happening.
Are we meant to be going paperless? Was that a thing?
That was the plan, yeah.
Sorry, but environment. It has not happened as yet. I've got notes scribbled all over this bit of paper. Matt handed me this bit of paper earlier.
Hey, we've cut it down at least.
Yeah, we're getting there. Yeah. Baby steps, guys. Let's talk about the Australian Open. It's done for another year. Djokovic has won his 9th Australian Open. What is that all about?
Massive.
Everyone else just stop playing tennis. He's the best.
I watched the first set last night and then I got a bit late, but he is just another
smashed
level.
Smashed it, he's man. Just, yeah. So he blitzed Russia's Daniil Medvedev in straight sets, 7-5, 6-2, 6-2, and has another big old trophy to put on his mantelpiece. He's the reigning king of tennis, but there's a new queen of tennis that everybody is talking about, and that is Naomi Osaka from Japan, who defeated Jenny Brady 6-4, 6-3 in her second Australian Open title.
There was a great moment after the match, which I'm sure a lot of people have seen. If you haven't seen it yet, she does turn and say, do you prefer to be called Jen or Jenny or whatever it is? Take a listen. And then I don't know if she deliberately did what she did or it was a mistake, but just take a listen. You think it was a bit of a mistake?
Hello, everyone. Firstly, I want to do you like to be called Jenny or Jennifer? Okay. Firstly, I want to congratulate Jennifer.
Oh, Jenny. Firstly, I want to congratulate Jennifer.
It sounded to me like Jennifer said Jenny, yeah, and then Naomi like wanted to clarify what she'd said and said Jennifer with a question mark. That's
right,
what it
really
sounded like to me.
It sounded like the ultimate power play to me be up there and go, here
people
we go.
Are saying that, but Osaka seems like the sweetest, cutest person in the world, and I don't think that she meant it maliciously. I just think it was a little, she was just doing a double check. I could be wrong. She could be a complete mole, and we don't know.
I'd love our listeners to help out with something. I'm not great with the whole digital, making things digital, but
what do you mean?
Well, do you know, well, you're off social media, so I'm not sure if you've seen these. You know the things where someone will say something and then the gangster song will start and the Black Sunnies come down and just go over their face. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Have you
seen
that? You want someone to do that?
Yeah, because when I watched it, I thought this would be a great moment where she says Jennifer.
Moment. What is that called?
And the Sunnies come down and the song plays. I've actually done the audio work for you.
Great.
So this is how it would sound. I just need someone to do the video side of it. Take a listen.
Hello, everyone. Firstly, I want to do you like to be called Jenny or Jennifer?
Jenny.
Okay. Firstly, I want to congratulate Jennifer.
And then the sunnies
come down. And then the black sunnies come down and land on her face.
Now,
if that's not already been made, I'll be very surprised.
Don't we have
a digital guy?
What does Kalen do? Isn't that his job? Get Kalen onto it. What does Kalen do? He does all the videos and stuff for the show, right?
Producer Matt, can we add that to Kalen's list, please? I've got to see that from Osaka.
It's top priority today.
Yeah, Kalen absolutely.
Kalen has a made-up job. Let's be real. Like, he just makes up cool videos.
Well, maybe he won't do it now after you say he has a made-up job.
Get that phone call because
it's a fun one.
Someone might be saying they can make that for us, the gangster meme on Osaka.
Get Kalen onto it. He's really good at that stuff.
Have you seen those before? They're funny.
No, I haven't. But I can imagine, you did a really good job of explaining it, and I can picture it, and it is making me laugh.
Mate, I think we've just landed something. I think this is viral for the show. This is big.
So let's somehow get Kalen to do that ASAP. Is he busy this morning? He comes in with an iced coffee every morning.
Can't be busy.
And has a chat to producer Matt for 20 minutes.
He comes to chat about the show and what he can put up about our show.
Well, now, if he's listening, he already knows what he doesn't need. He can skip that bit this morning. Kaylin, if you're listening, go straight to your desk. Skip out on the iced coffee chat with producer Matt and make that, what are we calling
the
it?
The gangster, Osaka gangster meme.
Osaka gangster meme.
You heard it here first, by the way.
Forget about the podcast.
Yeah.
That you can get everywhere on the Hit app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This show has turned into a messaging service for our team.
As soon as you get in.
Kaylin, if you're listening, don't worry about the podcast. Isn't that just this show? How hard is that to put together? That can't be that difficult.
I'm stepping away from the mic, Maz, and I think you should too, to be honest. Need a little update. I feel we need an update.
I need an update.
I wouldn't be a good Vambassador if I didn't throw it in there every now and then.
Exactly.
So better get it out there.
Look, just in case you're not across this, Gandhi decided to go camping for the very, very first time in his life and got so excited about camping. He bought a van on the way to the campsite.
Yeah, a camper van that I plan to get fully decked out, which has not happened yet.
Okay.
Because I have learnt since that it's a very popular thing to do.
Van life.
It is.
Look, it's a trending topic. If you follow the hashtag on Instagram, a lot of people are doing this. And I think it's because international borders are closed for business. And so for our little, you know, instead of going to Bali for a holiday, we have to stay on the land.
And ever since I started talking about it, really, I mean, it's skyrocketed since then as the Vambassador. I mean, that's just...
The two Vambassadors that spring to mind when you say van life are yourself, Gandhi, and Zac Efron.
Yeah, we're the two.
You guys are like, you are on the page.
Problem
is... The front page of Van Life magazine.
Problem is he does get paid for his and he would have got his $145,000 camper for free.
And you are funding yours.
I paid for mine.
But that's okay.
And I'm continuing to pay for mine.
That's how real humans do it, by the way, Gandhi. They pay their own way.
So in 2 weeks' time, it goes in to get converted, but it is costing me money as we speak. I've already pumped $2,000 into the van before a deck out has even happened yet.
You broke the air vent on the aircon.
I did.
Okay. And I believe that there's been another casualty in the van.
The reverse camera, dead.
What did you do to it? Because reverse cameras don't just die.
Well, Jamie thinks I'm cursed when it comes to cars. So we bought the van and within 2 weeks, the reverse camera just stopped working. Now, I think I drove over a pothole or something.
I was going to say.
I thought it disconnected the camera. I thought it disconnected it. So I paid this guy to come out and paid him $100 thinking he'd be able to fix
it. It's a call out fee.
He spent some time looking at it.
Who did you pay? An electrician?
Yeah, I went to Repco and asked who was the best person.
Cool. So it wasn't just like old mate from Gumtree.
No, it was a guy that does it. Very nice guy.
Charging $100 as a call-out fee just to rock up and say, sorry, I can't fix that.
Well, that's what happened. Oh. Paid him $100 and he couldn't fix it. I was like, what do you mean? I thought, you know, pay the $100, you connect the camera back up. And he goes, nah, sorry, I've diagnosed it and it's done. It needs to be replaced.
It's beyond me. It's above me.
Next thing I know, I've spent $1,000 on a whole new unit.
What?
The van now has Apple CarPlay, baby. So
hang on a second.
Yeah, so
wait, whoa. So hang on.
Yeah.
You were meant to just replace the reverse camera.
$180 that would have cost me.
And you've installed Apple Play.
Yeah, he said, look.
How is that going to help you reverse?
Well, because you get the camera and then you get a brand new Apple CarPlay. And so if anyone needs like an older system, I've got one.
Oh,
you can have it.
Oh, my gosh.
131060.
This is how your life goes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what you do. Okay, I'm getting a real insight here.
So something that should have cost me $100 has now cost me $1,000.
But you've got banging tunes in the van.
Mate, I'm telling you, Apple CarPlay is
so good.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
I'm loving it.
What's so good about it?
I'm accessing...
Isn't it just like put anything on your phone through the speakers? Is that what it does?
Yeah, but it just makes everything on the screen easy to touch. So if you have sort of radio apps like Listener, like our company's one, Listener, you click on listener and it will give you all the content on there. So radio shows like ours and songs and all this sort of stuff, all at the touch of a button on your screen as opposed to touching your phone.
Does Apple CarPlay help you reverse the car? That's the big question for me.
Well, the picture quality on it is pretty damn good compared to the other one. So
yes,
$1,000 worth, maybe not, but it is better.
Okay.
It is slightly, it is better. So, look, the van is bleeding money at the moment.
It really is.
We're yet to camp.
You haven't even converted it yet.
I know.
I would just put it out there. If anybody sees Gaundy in Vanny DeVito and that van is reversing, get out of the way fast.
Oh, not now. No, it's super, I'll see you super clear. As I run you down, I'll see you super clear.
You'll be too busy bopping along to Harry Connick Jr. or whatever you played.
I'm serious, though. If anyone wants the old unit, there's nothing wrong with it. It was just the reverse camera. If you want the old unit, 131060.
Why don't we auction it off and bring back Going, Going, Gone?
Yes.
Let's just do that.
I love that idea. Auctioning that as producer Matt scrunches up his
face. Why are you scrunching up your face, you Scrooge? What's your problem today? You got your knickers in a knot.
I'm going to put that on the I don't think anyone cares list.
People care. What are you talking about?
What, they don't want a brand new head unit for their car?
Gordy's just trying to get some money for himself.
That's okay. We have a radio show. We have a segment where we auction off unwanted items to people that want them. I think that that ticks all the boxes.
Put Craig on. Craig from Coffs. He's calling the show now. I think he wants it straight up.
Matt.
He's telling you it's a great one.
So angry today.
It's a Monday. He's feeling it.
I'm feeling great today.
Does Craig want it or not, Matt?
What's Craig calling about?
Matt, does Craig want it?
Alpha Bucks.
Not calling about it?
They're just chatting. We could probably go to a song or something and do this all off.
Damn it, I really wanted Craig to.
What did he say?
I don't know, Matt's laughing with Craig.
Oh no. They're having an in joke.
Yeah, great communication.
Is that finger wave wait or wrap it up or screw you?
Talk to us, Matt, not Craig. We're the ones on the air. Come on, get back on with us. What does Craig want?
I'm sure for everyone
Craig's
listening,
just talking about Apple CarPlay in general.
Oh, and, is he a fan? He loves it.
When I asked Craig if he wanted your old unit, he said, shit, no.
Well, that's not okay. If anyone else wants it, not Craig. 13, 10,
you didn't
60.
Have to directly quote Craig.
Nah, Craig's
you
one of the greats.
You could have just said, no.
Ready? Gaundy and Maz. The Hit Breakfast Show.